Welcome to the Original Vegan Business Talk with myself, Shane Jeremy James, where I discuss life-changing business advice with vegan companies who are making a true difference in the world. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the next episode. And today our guest is Chinelo Fleury, and she started Mott, right? Did I get it?
Mott Nail Polish, yeah.
All right. Mott Nail Polish with a simple idea that came to life with will, persistence, a little bit of self-doubt and humbleness. It wasn't so much about having this amazing idea of infusing CBD oil in nail polish, but having an idea, revising, thinking about it for only a minute and then just going for it. This was a COVID business too, is that correct?
This is my COVID baby business, yes.
Wow, so welcome. And it's amazing how many people started businesses during COVID.
Yes, and I've been to a lot of pop-ups between here, Miami, Atlanta, Jacksonville, and everybody that I've spoken to who is thriving now in their business started in COVID. And that's only because COVID just gave us so much time to sit and think and reflect. It just gave us time away from the day-to-day, the hustle and bustle of getting the kids to school, of going to work, and just to sit and think. And for some people, it was unfortunate, but for some people, it was just a breakthrough. And for me, it was a breakthrough. I'm a teacher, and the day-to-day of just going to work and getting up and being to work at 7 a.m. and being in front of the kids all day is great.
Right.
But you really don't have time for yourself. You really don't have time to sit and think and reflect, okay, what am I going to do when this is all done?
Right.
What is it that I'm really good at? You're so focused on getting the kids from point A to point B that you kind of forget about yourself.
Right.
And it really allowed me to just sit back and say, well, I'm really good at this. Oh, I'm really good at that too. So let's put these two things together and let's really focus on one thing and let's make it happen. I had no distractions.
Right.
I had no, coming to say, hey, Ms. Flair, I need this. I need this. It was really about me.
Right.
And that's, I'm thankful for that portion of COVID. Don't get me wrong, COVID was an atrocity on so many different levels, but for the people who did come through, for the people who are still here to tell their tale, I would say that COVID was a little bit of a blessing to me.
Right. So why this type of business and how did that all kind of start when you decided to pull the trigger and pick this and make it all happen?
It was my curiosity. And I'm the type of person that if I have something in my mind and I'm trying to figure out why this is, I'm going to follow it through. So during COVID, myself and my partner at the time, we were in the middle of a grocery store. And I tell people this story and they're just like, you're crazy. Yeah, you have to be a little crazy. You have to be a little crazy, Shane. So we're in the middle of a grocery store and we're flipping.
By the way, every entrepreneur is pretty much crazy.
Yeah. You have to be.
Go ahead.
So I'm flipping through this, I think it was like a Cosmo magazine, and I saw vegan nail polish, and I know a lot of people who are vegan, and I'm transitioning my lifestyle now, and I was like, what makes polish vegan? Because I know that there are all these harmful things in polish that, you know, we really don't know about. We're just so accustomed to using them, and we see them when we go, we see their pretty colors, so we just use them, but no one really questions what's in this stuff. How does it affect my nails? How does it keep me coming back to wanting more? How does this make me dependent on it? And it does. And I was like, what if I was gonna start my own nail polish company? And my partner, he was like, okay, then do it. And I was like, you're right, there's nothing stopping me, nothing at all.
Right.
So from then on, I had all these doubts. I'm like, but I'm not a beauty girl. You don't see me with tons of makeup on all the time. I just learned how to do makeup. My nails were not one to be done all the time. I really hated the beauty salon. I hated going. I hated the smell. I hated the weight. I just hated everything about it. So I put those dislikes into something, turned it into something positive to me. Okay, well, how can I make this more accessible to me for people who are like me, who don't like to sit and wait? For people who are like me, who don't like that smell, you know? And I said, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna make something for people like me. And we went at it for countless of days, hours, calling different people, trying to figure out this formula that makes this thing that's so wanted and so sought after by so many different people so bad for you. And I found that it's a terrible thing for your nails. So I wanted to make it to something that's healthier, that's prettier, that makes you feel sexy, but it feels like you're doing some good to your body. You're focusing on what you're putting in and on it.
Right.
And I pulled the trigger and I went for it. You know, my mom had to stop using nail polish because she has arthritis. And the chemicals, which just, it deteriorated her nails.
Right.
And then the gel polish, she had to stop using because of that UV light. It's terrible for you. It's like putting paint for a wall on your nails. So
right.
We went for it. And that's what the willpower, the self-doubt, all of those long nights of saying, I can't do this. I'm tired. I want to go to sleep. I can't. Mom, I don't want to do this no more. There were a lot of nights like that, you know, but I kept at it because I know what the goal was in mind, what the end goal was in mind, was just to have something that I thought of, I had questions about, and it's here. I can touch it. I can open it. I can put it on, and it's mine. All mine. So, and I said, even if I don't make a dollar in this, the fact that I thought about something and I did it and I followed through with it is enough for me.
Right. Amazing. I love that story, and you'll make it. And I love the space you've chosen. Obviously, you know, half of my whole living has been researching trends in businesses and why things work and why things don't work and stuff like that. And anything in the vegan space right now, I like, obviously not just because I've been vegan for 18 years, but because just business-wise too, the people in general are becoming more conscious. And what you just said, like, I didn't know that, but it makes sense when you said about the UV lights, because I always see when the girls go in there, they have the lights, you know, over their nails and stuff, right? Ooh. Now, when I put two and two together, it makes sense. It can't be that healthy having that stuff on you. It just can't. And so I love the fact of the product that you designed. And I also think that, you know, obviously I deal with a lot of vegan businesses for what we do. And the space for you is, I think, one of the fastest growing spaces. And I think that it's a space that it's, you know, yeah, it's competitive, but it's not as competitive yet as like the Beyond the Meat burgers and the, you know, and the Impossible burgers and that, you know what I mean? And that space now.
Is that I was having a conversation with a lady I met, she's a nurse. And I said, you know, go to the grocery store and look at how many different toilet paper brands are on the shelf. How many different paper towel brands? They're always sold out. Mm-hmm. Always. So I'm not competing with the SCs or the OPIs. I'm competing with myself. It's always me against me. And I've never had a mindset that I can ever make it because of another person or another company. If I don't make it, it's because of me. It's because I got tired and I didn't want to do it anymore. And this is something that I'll never get tired of because it's my idea. I'm challenging myself daily. You know, I'm challenging the people around me to sit up and grow, to think about, okay, well, what am I really putting on me?
Yeah.
You know, we have this huge influence in the beauty industry, but yet you really don't see, now you're seeing, you know, a lot of women of color putting out products that they have the biggest influence in, you know, so why can I do it? Mm-hmm. There's nobody says I can't, but me, you know.
Right. So I love it.
I'm extremely proud of myself.
That's amazing. I love it. You know, it's important what you just said, that we don't realize how many products are in our bathroom cabinets that we put on ourselves that have a lot of ingredients that are not good for us or have been majorly tested on animals. Or, you know, I can just go, you know, down the chain of what is in somebody's cupboard that's not good. Oh, you froze, so you might come back. Just let's wait a minute. So we're going to wait a minute, everybody. Here she comes, I think. It's crackling. Everybody, stay tuned, stay on board, stay here, because we're going to see if we can get her back on in a minute. But I love this product, by the way. All you women out there, I think that changing to a vegan product, a vegan nails, vegan stuff to put on there. I think it's extremely important for our world to save our planet and to save everything. So you're back now. So I was just spitballing the product.
Not just to save your nails and to save the planet, but just to be more conscious. You know, I want people to just sit back and not just go to the shelf at Target and just to pick up anything. And, you know, a lot of women, when they go into their nails, they take them off and they look at their nails and they're dead. Yeah. And you can't even say, I've been victim to this where I go and I get my nails done and I take them off and my nails are paper thin. I'm like, well, I have to give my nails a break.
Right.
And you do. Eventually you get back into it because you want to look pretty. You want your nails to look nice. And, you know, you're growing out. I get that. So right. Why not make something that is health conscious, yeah, that makes you think about it? It's a conscious product. It's free of 10 of the most harmful chemicals that's found in traditional gel nail polish.
Right.
You know, it can be applied as regular nail polish and it still dries. You still get that same dry time. Right. So it's still a good product, but it's a conscious one. And, little funny story. I've been kicked out a lot of nail salon chains. I've been kicked out a lot. I've been kicked out of a lot of them because I would come and I'd bring my product and they'll tell me, no, you need to get out. I'm like, why? I mean, I'm saving you guys your polish so you can use mine. You need to get out.
Serious? No. Wow.
Yeah, because they don't want you in there, you know, with something other than what you have. But I found some great ones. I have this great nail tech. She comes to the house every now and then. But I've been kicked out a bunch of nail salons. I found that pretty comical. And I still go just purposely to get kicked out sometimes. I'm just like, are you seriously going to kick me out because I have my own nail polish?
Yeah, you got to be.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's madness.
You gotta be vlogging that. That's a great show.
I need to start. How many nail salons can I get kicked out this year?
There you go. There's the positioning for your brand. I mean, there's the attention. There's the positioning.
But people would love to see that. Like, so many nail salons will lose so much business because it's just like, why would you kick me out? I'm saving you guys from using your polish that you probably used on 50 different people. I'm bringing my own. There was this one guy, he was like, no, you know, it's not gel. I said, it's not gel, but, you know, it dries the same time as gel. You can use it without the light, but I don't want you to use a lot of my nails. And he was so offended as if he made the polish on the shelves himself. I'm just like, really, dude, whatever. Let me get out your chair, take it off, and I'll leave. Don't worry. And I even pay you for polishing my nails. I'll pay you for your time, but I'm leaving. Like, it was funny.
So what's been the hardest part about starting this business?
Having a partner, you know, having someone that is not on the same wavelength as you, and sometimes that could be a good thing because you get somebody to challenge your ideas, but don't challenge my ideas in the way that you're shutting me down.
Right.
I want you to challenge my ideas in the way that you're forcing me to grow.
Yeah.
And if you're not in a position where you're ready to grow, it's not going to work.
Right.
Another hard aspect of this is social media. I didn't think that was could be something so challenging. That challenges me daily because I'm not a social media person. I find I had to hire my sister because she's a social media nut and that's her thing. But that's been the hardest thing for me is the social media aspect, the content of it. Because, you know, I want to put out something that is going to be beautiful and people are going to receive well. Mm-hmm. And I find myself always in my head, well, no, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. And I'm just like, no, I can't do that. Social media is just not, it's not my thing. Like personally, I post pictures of myself, but I find myself not even posting on my personal social media anymore because it's just like, my mind doesn't work like that.
Right.
So find someone whose mind does work like that, you know, I have to delegate it. I have to give it to somebody else because I can't. And that was one of the hardest things to me is having a partner and then dealing with things that I cannot do and finding someone to do them, because of course I would love to do it all, but you can't. You're going to run yourself thin and you're going to burn yourself out trying to do everything, trying to handle the books, trying to have an inventory, try to handle this and that, and try to manage a team. Sometimes it gets overwhelming. And I've had some nights where I've been overwhelmed and, you know, I wanted to shut down.
Right.
And I'm not ashamed to say I've had a lot of those days. And I'm so grateful for them because they've pushed me to be strong, because I don't want to go back there. I don't want to go back to thinking I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to continue to put out more colors and, you know, different products and get people excited. I don't want to go back to that headspace anymore. And just probably a year or two ago, I was there where I didn't want to do it. So many things right. happened with my business partner, and then just with losing a lot. I wanted to shut down, and I want to crawl in the ball, cry, and give away all my inventory, but I couldn't right. do it.
Wow.
I could. But
amazing. Amazing. I mean, I think I don't think you'll find an entrepreneur that hasn't went through that at some time, to be honest, right? And that those challenges where you feel like, oh, is this going to work? And this putting so much time in there, and I don't know how to do this, and I'm trying to figure this out, and holy, and this is, you know, and it's just, you know, I always say it's the hardest profession somebody's ever going to get into, and that's what they don't understand is entrepreneurship is. You have to wear so many hats at so many different times. And so, you know, when you're teaching, you just got to learn how to be a good teacher. But when you're a CEO and running a company, you got to learn, okay, how does social media work? How does marketing work? How do my books work? How to run operations? How do I run human resources? How do I build customer experience? You know, so it's just like, you're like, holy, right? Like, is it ever going to stop, right?
You just can't catch yourself, but you need people. You need good people and you need bad people, because those bad people are going to remind you where you don't want to go back to. The good people, the ones that are worth it, are the ones that are going to force you to grow, the ones that are going to force you to get out of your comfort zone. You know, we go to our comfort because it's familiar. When you're familiar with something, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel safe. But when you step into unfamiliar territory, it's scary. It's hard. And it's sometimes you just want to give up, because if I cross that bridge, what if the bridge breaks? Well, what if the bridge does break, and when you fall, you found the gold mine? It was worth falling.
Yeah.
So it's been a tough one. Like it really, really, and I know for sure I'm going to have many, many more tough days. But what I can say now, my headspace is in a place where I'm willing and able to accept those tough days.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's amazing. You know, when somebody has a good product, even a decent product or a decent service, you know, people always ask me, well, then what do you think, Shane? What does it really take to make it then? And I'm like, the problem is a lot of founders, small business owners, they don't understand that business is a skill set thing, and they don't keep on mastering their skill sets. So they don't understand, you know, the better you understand how to do it, the better decisions you make, the better you know how to drive it, the better, you know, the better you are at it all. So it's just really keeping developing the skill sets of a CEO and working on that. And the more skill sets you develop, you get better at it and better at it and better at it, you know. And you know, I look back when I started business 20 years ago to today, and I'd already read so much on business at 15, 14 years old, but there's a lot difference now of just how I do things, because I've learned, you know, the ins and outs and ups and downs, and things have happened, and, you know, I know what works and what doesn't. And so, yeah, you know, I believe that everybody can make it in business, but it's a matter of, you know, is that next person going to really step back and learn how to operate the business properly? And that I don't think we talk about enough in business. We talk about our products and our services and social media and marketing and all that, but if you really research the best CEOs in the world, some of them you don't even know about. When they get paid $20 million to go in and turn around South by Southwest, you've never heard of the guy, but he knows how to operate that business.
Yeah.
In the back. So yeah, so, and I think you'll do it, because you come from a teacher background. So teachers about like learning and educating and figuring it out. So you already got that in your blood.
Yeah, definitely. It was one point where I didn't want to teach them. I'm sick of these kids. I can't do this no more. I didn't want my own kids no more. But now that I've gotten a little older, gotten a little wiser, met many different other teachers. Like I said, my mom's teacher, my dad, he's also in education. You learn to take those skills and to know that those skills are transferable. It's not just those skills that you learn, you know, how to deliver information, how to teach a kid who is a physical learner, how to teach a kid who's a audio learner, how to teach a kid who's a kinetic learner. And you take those skills and you take them out into the world and you do other things with them. So it's not just about teaching. It's about what can I do with these set of skills that I've learned and how to reach people.
Right.
You've come in contact with so many different kinds of people, so many people with so many different disabilities and special learning, you know, abilities that you realize that, okay, the role is not that much harder than a classroom. It's pretty much the same. You're delivering information. You want somebody to receive something that you're trying to give. You're selling. Your kids are your customers. So, you know, when the kids teach me, when I'm teaching the kids, they're teaching me. They're sharpening my sword as I'm sharpening theirs. So I'm thankful for the educator background that I have because it has allowed me to be here. And then I could teach the kids about entrepreneurship and what it takes. And okay, yeah, you're good at that. So how can you use that to make you some money?
Right.
How can you use that to continue to help you build and then help your family build and trickle it on down? So I think I'm in the perfect space to reach so many different people at one time.
Right. What do you think your biggest challenge is to date? Like right now, what is your biggest challenge in the business, do you think?
It's a big pivot. So recently me and my business partner, we kind of went our separate ways.
Right.
Huge setback for me because he had certain responsibilities and certain things that he was great at. Like for all of our pictures, he was our man, you know. Right. Social media, he had this way of reaching people on social media that I've never seen before. Right. And he started with one thing, running. And he was able just to connect with so many different people with that one thing. People who didn't even like running. He could sell water to a well.
Right, right.
One thing that we both had in common, so that's why we kind of connected and became business partners. But there were certain aspects about him that wasn't my strong points. And there were certain aspects about me that he just didn't have. And that's what, you know, that's what we came together and we made this business relationship successful. But there were also a lot of things that, you know, as you go along, you get to know someone, you realize that maybe this isn't the right fit. And that's okay. I've learned now that is really okay. And it's going to happen a lot. So trying to find somebody with those same skill sets or me trying to develop those skill sets, and it has forced me to kind of not sit back so much on the things that I did not know how to do. And come to terms with, okay, well, I don't know. Well, I need to figure out how to do it. Okay, you don't know how to work a camera? You need to go learn how to work a camera because you need to. Or you need to go pay somebody.
Right.
So that was the hardest thing, kind of coming back from that mentally. It was rough on me because some horrible things had happened. And you're just like, well, how can people be like this? How can someone do this to you? But it happens. And you have to swallow it. Take what you need, leave what you don't, you move on.
Right.
Because tomorrow's a new day. Tomorrow's a new opportunity to make it better. And you have to make that choice. Either you're going to sit and cry about it, or you're going to use that opportunity to teach your lesson and keep it moving. And that's what I had to do. I had to learn from it and keep it moving.
Right.
So that has been one of my biggest challenges, is kind of mentally moving out of that space, learning things that I didn't know how to do, and then finding people that is going to take my vision and then bring it to life.
Right.
You know, find someone that is going to take the pictures the way that I would see them. And I'm not behind the camera, but I can tell you what I want. And trying to communicate that sometimes for me is hard. It's hard for me to take something in my head and then tell someone and then tell them, hey, you're wrong. And I don't want to offend anybody to tell you you're wrong, but I need you to know that this is how I want it to be done, or this is how I envision it. You know, so finding someone like that has been hard. Now me, it's just me alone doing it on my own.
Right.
And if that's hard, you know, booking shows and this and that. I'm learning so much, and I'm able to take what I've learned and pass it on to my sister, because she works very close with me. And
right.
My family's great. My mom is great. They go with me to pop-ups when I can't make a pop-up. They go. They help me make decisions. I thank God that I have a great support system at home and people at home that's very business-minded and business-savvy. But just sometimes communicating those ideas out of my head. So I can get in my head sometimes and, oh man, it's a whole movie in there.
Right.
Getting those things out to someone and, you know, trying to convey, well, here's how I see things out. Sometimes it's hard.
Right.
It's hard. And I'm not saying that there's things that I struggle. Like I said, social media is just one of those things that I struggle with. I know what I want the social media to look like. I know how I want people to respond to it, but sometimes it doesn't come out like that and it gets frustrating. It's just like, yeah. Why can't this just happen the way that I want? But it's something that I'm constantly working on.
That's good.
Yeah, something that I'm constantly working on.
That's amazing. I mean, and that's because you're getting used to dealing with people and you know, I obviously have had so many people that I've dealt with and so much staff and outsourcers and just everything. And very, very, very rarely people can execute of what I want. It was always about me getting better at how to lead these people, how to communicate it better, how to know that they're probably not going to execute it perfectly right now, that they're going to make mistakes, that they're going to do this all the time, and getting to understand that and then being able to work through that with them to produce a product, and then that person's happy, which is a whole another skill set to learn, to be honest, in itself.
It's so, and I didn't think it was going to be that hard, because like I deal with kids. I'm able to put kids in groups and tell them, hey, you do this, and then 30 minutes we rotate. Like I'm able to do that in the classroom. But when it comes to my product and the set of kids, like I have interns this summer, and it's been great. It's been a great experience. But sometimes I'm looking at them and I'm expecting them kind of sometimes to read my mind. So I've told you what I want you to do already. And I said, what else I can tell you? I've already explained that to you. And they need more direction. They need you to. So it's hard leading a team sometimes. You know, in your head, you can do it perfectly fine. And you get the results you want in your head. But when you kind of get out of your head, you're just like, it didn't play out this way in my head. It's kind of different in person, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's been challenging with the interns this summer, but it's been a good experience, a good learning experience. And it's only almost year 3 for me. So we're still early.
Yeah.
So I'm so grateful for the different learning opportunities that I've had, some of the different downfalls that I've had.
Right.
It's been great. It's definitely put that fire underneath my butt that I needed.
Right. Yeah. The hardest thing that you're going to keep learning is the people side. It's the most important of the business. The two most important things are business. If you can put them together and run them well, is team and community. And that's how actually the biggest businesses are growing. And a lot of people don't think about how community comes together, but community starts to drive top level brand. And so if you can drive those two together and run them super well, you will grow something. You will grow something of sustainability and something that will really grow. Easier said than done, but it's something that
it works. No, you're absolutely right. It works.
100%. If you research any of the top CEOs in the world, that's what they get brought into the big companies and get paid $20 million to do, is the people side and then community side, and they run those at a high level. It was a great example when one of the CEOs was brought in to turn around South by Southwest, and he spent 50% of his days just working everywhere with the people, meaning he would go down with the baggage guys, sling bags for 2 hours. He would go sit in the cockpit, fly around with the pilots. He spent 50% with all the people and knew that would drive the results. So I always tell small businesses, it's one intern, or it's one first employee, or it's one, you got to get to 2, and you got to get to 3, and you got to get to 4, and you got to get to 5. So mastering that skill is probably the most important skill that you can master. And it's probably the one that small businesses least focus on, and then why they don't get there.
Yeah. Because I have a product. The product is here. That is one thing that's not going to change. I can have one color polish for the rest of my life. But like you said, once you connect with the community and the people, it's priceless. Like I did a vegan festival. I did Veganzale here in Miami.
Right.
I think it was a few years ago. And my sister, my mom was there on my behalf because I had to work in Jacksonville. And my sister called me and she said, this lady, she came to the table and you know, she walked past and she had to walk back. She said, where is Chinello? And I was like, I was blown away. When she called me, I broke down in tears because someone asked me by name and she was like, yeah, she asked for you. And she was like, where is she? Like, every time we have a discussion, we have a great conversation. I love her polish. Tell her I said hi. And if I probably was seen on LinkedIn, I probably would have, you know, known who she was. But for me not to be there and for her just to walk past and just see the sign and the polish and to ask me by name, it let me know that, okay, I must be doing something right, you know. It may not be on a grand scale, like 1,000 people come to the table or something at every event, but just someone coming to ask me by name, you know, at my booth at a festival that she and I was going to be at, it made me know that I'm doing something right.
Amazing. Amazing. Awesome. So where can they find all your stuff at, like websites, social media, anything like that?
So we've done a website, we do ship worldwide, www.maatnailpolish.com. Instagram, maatnailpolish. And we don't have the Instagram store set up because there's certain restrictions because of the CBD component. Ran into a lot of brick walls with that. It's frustrating and I cannot see why we are in 2022, almost 2023, still having restrictions when it's ridiculous. But we do, and we work around them, and it's a-okay because you're always going to have some setbacks, and that's fine. So we do have an online website, and we do ship worldwide.
Awesome. And what was your IG handle again?
At Nail Polish.
So spell it out.
M-A-A-T, nail polish.
Right, okay. And that's...
That's the IG.
That's the IG. And the website's same.com, right?
The website is www.maatpolish.com. And we're running a 30% off site-wide sale. We have a couple of new items being added, glass nail file. So I'm so excited for the progression of the company, where we started. And it's one that, you know, will hold dear to my heart for forever and a day. And it's just awesome.
Cool. Awesome. Well, this was a great interview. You're doing such great things. Congratulations. It's not hard to start a business. It's not hard to keep. It's hard to keep going. It's hard to start a business. I think I said it's not hard to start a business. People will be like, okay, right? But I mean, yeah, you know, the hardest part is to start. That's the hardest part. And so you've gotten past that part. So congratulations. Now it's just hanging in there, you know, and keep going and keep hustling and keep hitting the pavement now. And that's the key for you, you know. So awesome. Congratulations. Everybody go check their stuff out, buy their stuff. Of course, you women buy their stuff. I guess guys, if you're wearing nail polish, buy their stuff.
Send us reviews. And for anybody who sends reviews or posts Google reviews, I do send them a 20% off discount to their email. So like I said, we're just trying to, at this point, gain retention and buyers, create buyers. And once we create those buyers, I want those buyers to continue to buy. So I reach out to every one of my customers every so often, send them a follow-up email. And if you send us a review, I do send you a discount code, 20% off. So definitely trying to get back into the people in the community, because that's how I was started and that's how I want to keep this going. It is a community effort and it is a people effort, definitely.
Totally awesome. Cool. Everybody, go check them out. Thank you so much for this great interview.
Thank you so much. Thanks. Nice talking to you. Bye.